Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results of any cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
Hi, and welcome to the Kim and Charles Petty Real Estate Investing Radio Show. This is Kim Petty, and we are so glad to have you with us this afternoon. I said we, but I guess that's a habit because it's just me. Charles isn't available today, but it's you and me, guys, so I'm looking forward to it. So just wanted to let you know what we're going to talk about today, and today we are going to discuss the 5 ways to profit from real estate investing. You know, this is radio, real estate radio, so you definitely, you guys I know are interested in how you can make some money, so we wanted to talk about 5 ways you can do that. The 5 ways that we're going to start, that we're going to talk about today are rental properties, lease options, and so that's 1, 2. 3 is retailing, 4 is wholesaling, and 5 is private lending. So again, if you've just tuned in, you are tuned in to Kim and Charles' Real Estate Investing Radio Show, and today we're going to talk about 5 ways to profit from real estate investing. So let's go ahead and get this started. The first way that you can profit from real estate investing are rental properties. Now, when we talk about rental properties, we're talking about what you may have heard of as the buy and hold strategy. So this is where you we talk about building your portfolio. This is what we mean. It's when you purchase your properties, probably fix them up, and hold on to them. So it's a buy and hold strategy. Now, there's 3 different types of properties that you guys can use for this strategy. Of course, single-family homes are excellent rental properties. You can also purchase multi-units like duplexes, triplexes, even quads. And to those of you guys that are new to the game, a duplex is simply 2 residences that are joined in one building. My brother actually and his family used to live in a beautiful duplex in Lexington, Kentucky, before they purchased their very, very beautiful home they live in now. But it was very nice. So that was a duplex unit. Then there's also triplexes, which are 3-in-1, as well as quads, which are 4-in-1. And when you get above that, then they're considered apartment buildings, and it can be, you know, anything from 5 units and up. So those are all rental properties that you can buy and hold. And you may want, well, the very first thing that people think about when you mention that you can do rental properties, and this is a little aside here, but most people are concerned about, you know, managing tenants and collecting rents and, you know, all that stuff, fixing leaky toilets and everything that goes along with that. And what we suggest, and I was actually just speaking with someone about this yesterday, is, you know, there's no need to square off rental properties. What you need to do is just manage them in a smart way, and that is find a good property management company. There's actually some people that are just tenant finders, and then there are some that are property managers who include tenant finding in their services. So what these guys will do for you is, you know, even run your ads, conduct the interviews. You can give them the criteria that you're looking for, run background checks, take deposits. When you decide on a tenant, you know, they'll meet with them and fill out their paperwork, you know, get their lease and everything together. They'll do a pre-move-in inspection. They'll do a post-move-out inspection. If your, you know, your tenant leaves, they will be the point of contact for collecting rent. You know, some of them will even send you your mortgage payment if you would like, and then just send you the difference minus their fee. They will, and handle repairs. A lot of them have maintenance people on staff, or they have maintenance people that they, you know, have as contacts, or if you have your own maintenance person or handyman, then they can be the one to contact them. So having a good property management company can totally change the way your rentals work out. So just wanted to throw that out there. So, again, we're talking about five ways that you can make money, profit in real estate investing. And, again, the first one are rental properties. So now that we've got that issue out of the way of actually managing the property, let's talk about some of the benefits. And the first one is that you can actually build long-term wealth. And we know the reason a lot of people get involved in real estate investing is because they're looking to make some quick money now, and they're looking for some immediate change. And that's great. And we'll talk about later some options that will allow you to do that, to make that money, you know, that quick money. But you also want to look at the long term, and you want to look at, especially if you have a family, you want to look at building a legacy and just building some security. And, you know, as you probably have heard, the majority of millionaires in the United States of America have been made through real estate investing. And do you know how much you can increase your net worth just by owning property, especially if it's property that you fixed up and you've, you know, created value there because you bought it at a certain price, and then you were able to go and fix it up and increase the value. I mean, if you bought, say, let's say you bought houses averaging an ARV, once they're fixed up, the after repair value is $100,000. And let's say that you bought six a year, so let's say one every 2 months. In 6 years, you would have increased your net worth by $600,000. In 2 years, you would have increased your worth by over $1 million. Actually, $1.2 million in 2 years. Now, that may be aggressive for some people if you're just starting out, but, you know, if you have a good system to work with, you know, it's very doable. It's something that you can do. And just think of the security you would have. So you would be able to build long-term wealth. Again, in 2 years, you could be worth over $1.2 million, and that's not including, you know, any bank accounts you have or, you know, brokerage accounts, stocks, options, IRAs, all that stuff. This is simply in owning those properties. So, again, we're looking at in 2 years. The property is averaging $100,000, and most of them are going to be worth more. But if we, you know, use that even number, then we're looking at $1.2 million of net worth in 2 years' time. Okay, so again, that's very important. It's something that, you know, you could borrow against. You could sell later if you wanted to. But that's a great benefit of owning a rental property. Now, another benefit is the fact that you get a monthly income. So you always want to make sure, you know, that your numbers are right and that you get in at a good, you know, at a good price, and your mortgage works for you. But then you look at the spread of, say, you know, you're charging $1,200 or $1,500 a month on your, or let's go back to $1,000, say $1,000 a month on your rent, and then you've got an $800 mortgage payment. But then that gives you an extra $200 a month minus whatever fee your property management company is going to charge you. And let's say that your property management company is going to charge you 10% of, yeah, let's say they charge you 10% of the monthly rent. So if the monthly rent you charge is $800, then that's $80. Well, actually, that actually doesn't sound too great. But if you look at that, you could bring in whatever it is that's extra is really gravy. So say you're bringing in an extra $120 a month per property. The more properties that you have, then the more money you're going to bring in extra each month. And, you know, you could be generating, you know, say $1,200 a month, up to $5,000-$6,000 a month. And, again, the numbers are going to depend on what your mortgage is and what you actually are able to get for your rent, and then what you have to pay for your property management company. But either way, you know, you want to make sure that you get in so that you do have something positive that's coming in every month. And then another good thing about this is we talked about, you know, how much your mortgage payment is, but the fact is that the mortgage is being paid off, but you're not the one that's paying it. So that is excellent. So you're looking at, you know, enhancements to your credit. You're looking at the tax benefits you get from that. And the fact is that that mortgage is paid off by your tenant. And that's, you know, a reason a lot of people do this besides the building the long-term wealth. It's the fact that you don't have to pay that mortgage yourself. And, of course, that's something that's very attractive to a lot of real estate investors. Then there's also the fact that your property is going to appreciate every year. So depending on where you live, there's different rates of appreciation. But you will see that your property appreciates, and then you also get the tax benefit of depreciation. Now, I wish Charles were here with me because he could really explain depreciation to you guys a lot better than I could. But I can tell you that it's a, you know, it's a good thing. It's something that you want to have. And I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you more. But I tell you what, if you guys are interested in learning more about depreciation and how that works, and you want Charles to tell you, then you can send us an email to clientservices@visionarypublishing.com. So, again, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about client services, about depreciation, then you can send us an email, clientservices@visionarypublishing.com, and Charles will get with you and give you that information. Of course, you can also talk to your, you know, to an accountant or a tax person, and they'll let you know as well. So, but anyway, so just to recap, we were talking about the five ways to profit from real estate investing, and the first way we talked about was rental properties, which is an excellent way to build long-term wealth and do all sorts of things. So hopefully, if you're just tuning in, I'm sorry that you missed that. And again, you are listening to the Kim and Charles Real Estate Investing Radio Show, and I am Kim Petty. And actually, just in case you are just tuning in and maybe this is your first time hearing us, usually it's Charles and I together, and we are married, and we are real estate investors and working in the metro Atlanta area. We've been doing this almost 9 years, and we do invest in real estate full-time. So this is what we do. Again, I am flying solo today, which is not how we usually do it, but I am glad to be here. And also, wanted to let you know if there's more information that you're interested in, you want to learn more about us and the things that we do, you can visit fastcashwholesaling.com. It's fastcash, F-A-S-T-C-A-S-H, wholesaling, wholesaling.com. Again, fastcashwholesaling.com. You can actually sign up for our email list and find out about more information, maybe meet us in person at some speaking events, and just get some more info on real estate investing. But anyway, I'm glad you're tuning in, and we are here every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. And again, this is Kim Petty, and we are talking about five ways to profit from real estate investing. So let's go ahead and talk about the second item. And the second item on our list are lease options. Now, actually, lease options have several different names. You may have heard of a lease option, which is lease to, with the option to buy. It's also called rent to own, rent to buy. But basically what it is that you have a property and you put somebody in there, your tenant, but they're actually a tenant buyer instead of a tenant. So what they're going to do is they're going to purchase the property. They're going to lease or rent out the property with an option to buy it from you at a later date, which actually applies, is something that a lot of renters like because then they know that they're not going to rent forever. So, and you have the benefit of collecting rents for usually between 2 and 5 years and then knowing that you can sell their property at the end of that time. So, But that's basically what lease option is. Again, there's different terminology. And what we've actually seen has been more successful. It, depending on the price and the value of your home and the sophistication of your renter, usually the higher price homes are offered as lease options, and the lower price homes are offered as a rent to own. And again, that's usually just the terminology that people are more comfortable and familiar with, because a lot of people, you know, don't really understand what a lease option is, and then some people don't want to consider, think of renting to own. So it's really a matter of choosing a term that is going to work with your potential clients. And again, what you do is you lease the property out to somebody, and they have an option to buy it at a later date. And what we recommend is that you actually have two different contracts. One is your rental contract, because that is going to govern the actual rental, you know, what your monthly payments are and security deposits and pets and smoking in the house and all that sort of thing, where their option contract is actually specifically only for the time when they are able to purchase the property at that later date. So it is like a rental property, but it's a little bit different. Now, also, one thing that we've noticed is that, you know when you have rental properties that you're going to expect that you're going to have some damage. And so, you know, we know of people that, really it's not even something to get bent out of shape about. You just know that when people rent, they usually don't take the best care of everything, and that you're going to have to budget, for a new paint and fix up and things when your person moves out. And really what you should do is just make sure that you get those, you know, you have a good security deposit so that the tenant has actually already paid for that. But what we've noticed when you do a lease option or a rent to own and the person is going to purchase the house, whether they actually end up purchasing it or not, but they're there with the thought that this will be their home one day, they actually tend to take better care of the house. So you do look at, you know, less damage, usually, typically, when you do a lease to own or a rent to own versus a straight rental. But again, it is similar to a rental property because the first part of the time that they live there until they exercise their option, then they will be renting from you. So they will be renters. Now usually, not usually, on it, when you do a lease option or a rent to own, you're going to get a deposit that is larger usually than the deposit that someone pays for rent. So you'll get a down payment that is substantial. I mean, at least, you know, a couple thousand dollars. And again, it's going to depend on the house and the price of the house, but you'll look at that. So that's cash you can put in your pocket, you know, you have right away. And then also you're looking at the monthly income. And again, when you have a lease option or a rent to own, your rents are probably going to be a little bit higher than they are for a straight rental. Now, of course, your property is also probably going to be a little bit nicer than a straight rental. You probably are going to have more upgraded items, or you should, on your property. So that's just something else to keep in mind. And then, again, there's the fact that because the person has an option, then you eventually may get cashed out. So you get paid today with their deposit, and then you get paid monthly when they send in their, you know, their monthly payments. And then you look at the potential of, you know, several thousands of dollars of a cash out if they actually purchase the property. And now it may turn out that something happens that they keep renting and they never ever exercise their option. That happens. Or it may be that they decide to move out, their circumstances change, they go and, you know, move somewhere else. And in that case, then you just start the process over with someone else. You get a new several thousand dollar deposit, and you start getting your monthly rents again. So that's pretty much in an option lease. I mean, I'm sorry. That's pretty much in a nutshell, lease options and rent to own. So what we've discussed so far are rental properties and lease options. And again, you are listening to the Kim and Charles Real Estate Radio Show. I am Kim Petty, and we are discussing the five ways to profit from real estate investing. So, again, we've talked about rental properties and lease options. Now, the third way that we're going to talk about is what we call retailing. And retailing is when you buy a house and you fix it up, and this time instead of renting it out, you're going to put it on the market to sell it to a homeowner. This usually is something people like to do because you're looking at usually a pretty big chunk of change at one time. So, no, you won't be building a portfolio, but we always advocate that you have different exit strategies for each property. So, you know, if you can get all these things under your belt, then when you find a house and say it's not something that you could get rent for, you know, or enough rent for, then maybe it's something that you could actually retail, you know, or vice versa. So it's good to know about all these different strategies. So, again, when you do retailing, you're buying a house, you're fixing it up, and you're selling it to a homeowner. So you're not lease optioning it, you're actually optioning it. You're actually purchasing it, fixing it up, adding lots of razzle-dazzle to it, and putting it straight on the market. And, again, it's, you know, usually if you do it right, you know, you might be looking at, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 that you're making right then. So that's usually why people want to retail. And, you know, so the cash that you get is a great benefit. But something else that's a little more touchy-feely is the fact that when you go and you do these rehabs, and really in all of these, but you're improving your neighborhoods as well. So you take houses that might have been eyesores before and you actually fix them up. I'm sure, you know, you're going to see property values rise. I'm sure the other neighbors are going to be very, very thankful for what you did. But some things to remember on retailing are usually you have to make sure that, not usually, you have to make sure that you anticipate potential holding costs, because depending on the market, it may be easier to rent than to sell, and sometimes it's easier to sell than to rent. So you just need to make sure that you're aware of that. It's not a bad thing. You just need to make sure that you put aside the money to pay your mortgage, because, again, you're not going to have a renter in there. You're doing it strictly as a retail. So, and it may take, we say typically, you know, 3 to 6 months to sell the property. And, again, it depends on your market, where you are. It depends on how flexible you are willing to be and can be on the price that you're offering. And it will also depend on, you know, the kind of rehab that you do. We recommend that when you're retailing that you add lots of razzle-dazzle, things that are going to catch people's eyes and make them want to purchase your house. And, I mean, if you're in a market like Metro Atlanta, there are lots of houses for sale. You know, there's builders everywhere, and there's lots of investors out here, too. And that's not something that should discourage you, but it should just, you know, cause you to get creative. You know, what can you offer someone to make them purchase your house over someone else? Maybe it's the extra landscaping that you put out there, or maybe it's, you know, the fact that you're willing to offer owner financing for the first 6 months. Or, you know, there's tons of different things that you can do to make your house more appealing. But, you know, just get creative and see what can you offer that would make someone, you know, you may get sure you get them there, you know, your marketing and all those things. But retailing is, it's good, and it is, you know, a way to get a large chunk of cash. You just have to remember that it's not always going to be that next day. So we would actually recommend that this is something that not necessarily a more advanced investor do, but just someone that has that cushion to fall back on, because you don't want to feel like you've put yourself in a tight spot by taking on more than you can handle, because the potential payout is there, but you just have to be able to hold on to it and maintain the house until you're able to sell it. And, again, there's lots of different ways that you can sell it, which, you know, I don't really have time to go into all of those right now, but I just want to, you know, you to know that when you do a retail, it is a great way to make money in real estate investing, but you're going to need to be creative. You know, there's lots of things that we've thought of and come up with to be creative on, you know, the marketing and the moving the house. So you're just going to have to make sure that you are able to do that. Now, if you're interested in more information on, you know, some of the things that Charles and I have come up with, again, I'd recommend that you get on our email list, because you'll get lots of good information from us. And one way for you to do that is to sign up at fastcashwholesaling.com. Again, it's fastcashwholesaling.com. FASTWHOLESALING. So fastcashwholesaling.com. And again, you can sign up there and, you know, get emails about lots of information about retailing and real estate investing in general. And again, you are listening to D. Kim and Charles Real Estate Radio Show, Turnkey Radio. I am Kim Petty, and we are discussing 5 ways to profit from real estate investing. And I'm glad to have you guys here. If anyone has just joined us and you're wondering where Charles is, he is not with us today. It's just me and the baby, and she's asleep, so it's really just me. But I am glad to be here. I'm glad to have you tuning in and listening, and hope that you will continue to join us every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. We've got lots of great shows planned, lots of good information, some good guests that will be coming on. And so we're just glad to have you here. Again, we welcome your comments. If you have anything that you would like us to talk about in the future, have any questions, you can always send us an email to clientservices@visionarypublishing.com, visionarypublishing.com. And also very soon you will be able to check out turnkeyradio.com, T-U-R-N-K-E-Y, radio.com, where we will have our past shows archived. So if you've missed us, you've just found out about us, you just started tuning in, you'll be able to listen to archived shows right on your computer. And soon you'll be able to pull down podcasts, too, so that you can listen to the shows on your MP3 players. So, again, thanks for joining us. And let's go on and discuss our strategy number 4, which is what we are most known for, which is wholesaling. So the 4th way that we have that you can profit from real estate investing is through wholesaling. And wholesaling is where you find a property at a below market price, so a bargain property, and you sell that property to another real estate investor. So basically you're working as a finder. And a lot of this is a service that a lot of real estate investors appreciate, because they don't have the time or the knowledge necessarily to find the houses themselves. For instance, in the metro Atlanta area, where we are very active wholesalers, you know, we know the markets like the back of our hands. You mentioned the zip code, and Charles can tell you what streets are there and what the houses are worth. And so that's our area of expertise. We know how to tell you, you know, estimate repairs. We actually, you know, are very knowledgeable about what's going on in the market, and we have a good team of people, appraisers and lenders and everything, to help our customers have an easy purchase. And that's why people come to us, because they know that the houses are going to be good quality houses and they're going to be able to make money on them. And so as a wholesaler, that's what you do. Now, you don't just find the property and give it away, because otherwise you wouldn't make any money. But what you do is you add your finder's fee to the price of the property before you sell it. And depending on your market, that could be anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 to $20,000. It's going to depend on how well you're able to find the properties, you know, at low, low prices, and what the after-repair values are going to be of the properties that you find. Now, in some places, you know, like say on the West Coast, where houses cost more, then you're going to see, you know, higher profits. But it all kind of balances out in the end, because say if you're, you know, you find a house and you purchase it for $15,000 and you're able to sell it, say for, let me say, well, 15 is kind of low, but say you find a house, say for $23,000, you're able to sell it for $32,000. Then you're looking at, that's $9,000 right there. And what Charles and I discuss is how you can do that, you know, in 30 days from start to finish, which is really all it should take. And there's lots of benefits for wholesaling, lots of things, the reasons that people get involved in it. And the first reason is because, like I said, you can actually turn this around from start to finish in 30 days. So if you're looking for a quick infusion of cash, then wholesaling is a good way to do it, because if you can make $9,000 in 30 days, that's pretty good. And that's just if you sell just one house. If you, you know, bump that up to two or three, you know, well, you know, you can depend on, depends on your circumstance and your level and what you're trying to do. But wholesaling is a fast cash. So retailing is a way to get cash, a large chunk of cash, but it usually takes a longer period of time, whereas wholesaling is a way to get money now. And again, depending on your circumstance, you may need money now, or you may be able to wait. And again, that's why we always recommend that you diversify and you use several business strategies. We don't recommend that you try and do them all at once when you're first getting started. We recommend that you master one and then move on to the next. But again, that's one of the benefits of wholesaling is that you get cash quickly. Now, another benefit of wholesaling is the fact that you don't actually have to purchase the property yourself. We actually recommend that you don't purchase the property yourself unless you're doing a double closing. And that's something that we talk about more in our wholesaling system. But, you know, you don't actually have to take out a loan yourself. And so that's something that, you know, a lot of people, you know, email us or ask us when we're out speaking, you know, I don't have any money and I don't have any credit, but I really want to get started in real estate investing. What can I do? And what we suggest is you don't have to have a whole lot of money. See, that's another good thing about wholesaling. You don't have to have a whole lot of money, and you don't have to have credit. So if you're looking to get started, then wholesaling is the easiest thing to do. And that's what we recommend because, again, I mean, you have to have some money. You can't do anything for nothing. But the amount of money that you need to wholesale, you know, is a lot less than you need for, say, retailing. And, again, you don't have to go and take a loan out in your own name. In fact, we don't recommend that you do that. So that's another benefit. So you've got the quick cash. You've got the fact that you're not taking the loan out yourself. You know, so there's very little risk to you as the investor. You're also not doing a rehab. And there's nothing wrong with doing a rehab. But, again, it just depends on where you are and what you want to do. And when you're doing the buy and hold and the lease options and the retailing, then you will be involved in the rehab process yourself, which can be very fun. And it's really exciting to take something from, you know, one state, which is usually very dilapidated, and if you ask me, stinky, and move it to something that's really nice that people are going to want to move into. Now, with wholesaling, again, what you do is you just make sure that you can get a good estimate from on those repairs, which we recommend getting from an appraiser unless, you know, until you get really good at estimating them yourselves, and your buyer is the one that's going to actually do the repair. So that's, you know, another benefit or difference of doing wholesaling versus retailing. And again, it's a minimal cost. So what we always recommend is if you're just getting started in real estate investing and you don't have a lot of money, or if you've been doing real estate investing forever and you need some money, maybe you know, for whatever reason, then wholesaling is a good way to do that. So that is our number four way to make money or to profit from real estate investing. So we have covered so far rental properties, lease options, retailing, and wholesaling. And again, this is Kim Petty, and you are listening to Kim and Charles Petty's Turnkey Real Estate Radio. And we are glad to have you with us this Sunday afternoon. I wanted to just let you guys know that we are here every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m., and usually it is Kim and Charles. Today it's Kim, but I know he's with me in spirit, so I just wanted to let you know that he's not just sitting there not saying anything. He's actually not available today. But you are listening to Kim and Charles Petty's Turnkey Real Estate Investing Radio, and today we are talking about the five ways to profit from real estate investing. Again, just a quick recap, if you just joined us after that short break, the first way that you can profit from real estate investing is by owning rental properties. The second is by owning properties that you offer on a lease option, a rent-to-own, rent-to-buy type situation. Or number three, retailing, where you buy a house, fix it up, and sell it. And then number four, which we just finished discussing, is wholesaling. And actually, and I forgot to tell you guys before the break, we have a boot camp coming up where you can actually spend 3 days with us and other experts in the field and talk about wholesaling, learn about it, actually go out and do a bus tour and visit some properties, talk with appraisers and contractors, and it's going to be a really, 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 really good day. So if you want to find out about that boot camp that's coming up in the beginning of December, then go to fastcashwholesaling.com. Again, it's Fast Cash Wholesaling, FastCashWholesaling.com. FastCashWholesaling.com. You can sign up there. You will get information on the boot camp that's coming up in December, as well as a lot of other events and just some good information on real estate investing. All right, so we are quickly running out of time, so let's go on and move to number five, which is our fifth and final way that we're going to discuss today that you can profit from real estate investing. And this one is something that a lot of you might not have thought about before, and it might be something that you could do very, very quickly, very, very soon, and that is private lending. And again, it's a way that you can profit from real estate investing. And when you do private lending or become a private investor, what this means is that you will use your available cash or IRAs to invest in real estate and get a higher rate of return. So what does that mean? If you're interested in real estate investing, and, you know, sometimes people say to us, you know, well, I really, you know, I know there's money to be made in real estate investing, but I don't actually want to buy properties. What do I do? I'm looking for a hands-off way to make money in real estate investing. How can I do this? Well, this is the way. Again, you would take available cash, IRAs, you know, money market accounts that can be, you know, all of this transferred, and you become a lender for an investor. And it's something that some of our own clients have decided to do, not for themselves but for other investors, and they do it because you get a high rate of return, and we're talking about, you know, 12 to 14% annualized return on your money. And again, a lot of people do this, and one of the benefits is that if you have a self-directed IRA, and if you don't, we can tell you how you can set one up quickly, so, or easily, or both. So if you're interested in that, you can send us an email to clientservices@visionarypublishing.com. Again, clientservices@visionarypublishing.com if you're interested in how you can set up your own self-directed IRA. And then you can decide how you want those funds to be invested. And so instead of putting your money in the stock market, which we're not saying anything is wrong with the stock market, but we all know that it can be very volatile, and you're not sure from really from one day to the next what's going to happen. Well, the good thing is that when you do the private investing, your investment is backed up by the property. So if there were a case where the investor that you, you know, invested in was not able to perform on the loan, then you have the house. And usually there's, you know, somebody else that's ready and willing and able to buy it, whereas in the stock market, of course, if the stocks go down, then you just lose your money. So, again, this is another reason why this is a great alternative, because it's backed by real estate. So you're looking at a very secure investment. You know, you want to make sure that all investments are, you know, all the houses meet certain guidelines, which you can determine, or if you're working with, you know, someone else, then, you know, they should already have set guidelines. And, you know, again, if you're interested in that, you know, that's something that we can help you get started with as well. So just, you know, make sure you contact us. But private investing, so you're looking at, like I said, a 12 to 14% annualized return on money that you probably already have invested anyway. And that is a great way, a great secure way to make money in real estate investing, especially if you just want to get your feet wet, or you feel like you have too much going on to actually purchase properties, or if you just want to do some of everything. And again, we do recommend that you have several different strategies for investing in real estate. But again, the private lending, the private investing is something that people like to do. That people like to do kind of if they're new to it, or, you know, again, they just figure, well, I might as well put my money to work somewhere else that's going to get me a lot more return on my money, and so they look to the private lending. So let's recap. Actually, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, then we'll recap what we've talked about so far. All right, this is Kim and Charles Petty's Turnkey Real Estate Radio Show. I am Kim Petty, and I am glad that you are here with us this afternoon. Our show is actually almost over, believe it or not. I don't know where the time goes. But today, this afternoon, we have been talking about five different ways that you can profit from real estate investing. Okay, the five ways to profit from real estate investing. And what I will do real quick is, first, I will give you our website. Again, it's www.fastcashwholesaling.com. Again, www.fastcashwholesaling.com. You can go to that site and get yourself plugged into lots of great information about wholesaling, retailing, lease options, just real estate investing in general. You can also learn about upcoming events. Like I mentioned earlier, we do have a boot camp coming up in December where you can learn all about wholesaling. It will be in the Atlanta area, so if you guys are listening from out of town, then you can make plans to join us in our wonderful, wonderful city. And you can get information on that, too, from Fast Cash Wholesaling, fastcashwholesaling.com. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed so far today, or if there are topics you'd like to hear us talk about in the future, then you can feel free to send us an email to clientservices@visionarypublishing.com. Again, clientservices@visionarypublishing.com. But at any rate, we're going to go back over quickly a recap of the five ways to profit from real estate investing. The first, again, are rental properties, which allow you to build a portfolio, have monthly income, and get the benefits of both appreciation and the tax benefits of depreciation. The number two way are lease options, also known as rent-to-own and rent-to-buy. That's also another way you can build your portfolio, but it also is a way that you can look at someone cashing you out at a later date, if that's what you're interested in, as well as getting a larger down payment than you would on a deposit with a renter. So, again, number one is rental properties. Number two are lease options. The third way is retailing. And, again, retailing is when you buy a house and you fix it up and then you sell it to a homeowner. So you're not renting it out. You're not lease option unit, but you're actually selling it, most likely working with a renter or doing for sale by owner to get a large chunk of cash. Then your number four way is wholesaling, and that, again, is where you find a property, but rather than fix it up, you actually sell, pass that bargain along to another real estate investor. So these are properties you're going to find below market value. You'll add your finder's fee and then sell that property to another real estate investor who will then turn around and either probably use it as a rental or retail it. And then the fifth way, which we just discussed, is private lending. And, again, private lending is when you take your available cash, IRA, money market, 401k, and use that money to allow another real estate investor to purchase a property. So, in essence, you become their bank. You become the bank and the private lender, and you can look again at making anywhere from 12 to 14% annualized return on your money, which is excellent. There's, you know, no CD, no nothing that's offering that kind of, you know, annualized return. So that's a great way. And, again, that your investment is backed up by real estate, you know, good, strong, hard land. So, again, you know, I'm sure you've heard that the majority of those millionaires in this country were made through real estate. You know, people, self-made millionaires are happening every day. It's not something that's out of reach. It's something that you can do if that's what you so choose. You know, we're glad that you're listening to us. We look forward to providing you guys with good, solid information about real estate investing every week. And we know that you can do it. We know how it's changed our lives, and we know what you can do. So that's why we thought this would be a good topic for today. So, again, it's the five ways that you can, you who's listening, you can profit from real estate investing. So, again, one more time, those are rental properties, lease options, retailing, wholesaling, and private lending. I am so glad that you joined me today. I missed Charles, but he will be back next week, and we'll hear every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. And this is the Kim and Charles Turnkey Real Estate Radio Show. Again, make sure you check out the website, fastcashwholesaling.com, FastCashWholesaling, fastcashwholesaling.com. You can send any questions or comments to us at clientservices@visionarypublishing.com. Again, we'd be glad to hear your thoughts, see if you have anything you'd like us to discuss on a future show. And soon, very soon, even maybe better, well, very soon, just check it out. You'll be able to check out turnkeyradio.com, and you will be able to hear archived issues of the show, archived. So if there's any shows that you've missed, you can listen to them on your computer and very soon also as a podcast. So we're just trying to bring you guys information any way we can. We appreciate all the comments that we've heard so far about the show. We're glad that you guys are enjoying it. We look forward to being here and talking with you again. So until next time, this is Kim Petty with Kim and Charles Real Estate Investing Radio, and have a great day. Thanks.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.